Hi, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Soleil, and I am your host for this episode about culture and racial identity. The topic was inspired by my research paper comparing the identities of and experiences of Julia Alvarez and Robert Rodriguez, both Hispanic authors whose writing was influenced by their immersion into a culture unlike theirs when they came to America. With the limited time that I have for today's episode, I want to give a little intro about how I perceive identity and culture, and then interview one of my close friends, Sarah, who is studying abroad for 6 months here at NCC, about her experiences and identity as an exchange student. I hope you guys open your minds to this experience, and without further ado, let's get started. How we identify ourselves is relative. I was introduced to this topic in anthropology on our unit about family and kinship. Essentially, what this means is that our existence is important only because we have others to compare ourselves to. Our identities are influenced by some factors such as our family's culture, our background, our social setting, etc. Culture is defined as the learned and shared experience, shared knowledge that people use to generate behavior and interpret experience. This affects our cultural knowledge, or basically how much we understand and can explain about certain ideology. We interpret our world through the meaning we assign to symbols, behaviors, and etc. Basically, in other words, we see our world through our culture. So it makes sense that our identities are influenced by our culture. Globalization is another factor that can reshape one's identity. This is basically defined as the forces that help reshape local conditions on an intensifying scale. And one influencer of globalization is cultural and human flows, which is the movement of a people and or of a people and their ideals to a new environment. This usually happens when either people move abroad or when people are exploring different lands and they pick up one idea of a culture and bring it back home with them. So an Alvarez Rodriguez situation can be representative of globalization, but on a smaller scale. Alvarez Rodriguez, who had influenced identity from Latin America, either from their parents or having grown up in Latin America, came to America and basically had to learn how to assimilate or to appropriate American culture. And when I say appropriate in this sense, I don't mean to steal their culture, but I mean to learn how to shape their ideology so that they can not only understand the new world that they live in, but to be able to communicate with others. Simple things like their food, their music, their status and roles, behaviors and metaphors, and based in especially the language, could have been completely foreign to them. This human flow caused culture shock and amazement, I'm pretty sure. As explained by Alvarez, she was so surprised to see a group of people who all spoke the same language and in the city of New York was so different for her. However, Rodriguez explains that his mother couldn't even maintain a job because the rules in the U.S. were so strict, especially for immigrants who did not have a formal education here. Therefore, I believe it's justified in saying that traversing to or across another land for long periods of time are going to have some effect on one's identity. It's going to cause them to question this new surrounding and make sense of it through their original culture lens, trying to find places in their brain where certain behaviors would fit in with their own. Or even traveling can help you become even more prideful in your home or where you come from. Everyone has different experiences in how living abroad has shaped their identity. But what's not different is that everyone's identity is either reinforced or changed in some way. As an aspiring anthropologist, I'm trying to study how people view their environment and how they fit in, determining how people identify relative to others and how their environment influences this. An important aspect of anthropology is immersing oneself into a new environment and observing, participating, taking notes, also known as participant observation and fieldwork. Much as I wish I was abroad right now, maybe studying in France or in Morocco, fortunately I had that perfect opportunity to interview people who are in similar situations to Alvarez and Rodriguez. I live on the international floor in Patterson, and an advantage of that is that I have the opportunity to talk to students from outside the country about their identity and experiences in a new setting. I would like to interview one of my good friends, Sarah from France, who came to North Central College in late December and is leaving in June, and talk about her experience in the United States, how her identity she believes has been shaped by living here for 2 months, maybe some culture shock she's experienced, and other things like that. Okay, bonjour Sarah, ça va?
Ça va et toi?
Ça va. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself, like your name, where you're from, what you study, when you started English, anything interesting like that?
Okay, so my name is Sarah. I'm 19. My major is communication. I come from France in Lille, which is like north of France. And I started English when I was 6, which means like grade 1.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
So this is your first time in the United States, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. So tell me like why you wanted to study abroad, or why did you want to come to America specifically or here?
I really wanted like to study abroad. It was supposed to be in Canada or in America. Mm-hmm. So I chose America because I really wanted to see the American curriculum. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really good. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like small classes,
right.
And different landscape than France, mm-hmm. different daily life, right. and everything.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So when you're 2 months being here, what are some things that you found different from France life and American life, like culture shock or things that you expected or didn't expect?
First off, everyone's saying hi to everyone,
yeah.
which is completely different because in France we don't, like even people that you don't even know, there's people who just say hi,
mm-hmm.
like hi,
right.
and they waving,
yeah.
which is not a thing that we're doing either. And when you come into like an office or whatever, mm-hmm. People are like, hi, how are you? And they ask if you've got some struggles or some right. stuff like that. Cool. This is like same, we usually don't do that in France either. Mm-hmm. And like I say, curriculum, small classes, professors who cares about us.
Right.
They know our names, which mm-hmm. is not true everywhere in France. Mm-hmm. That's it, I guess.
Cool.
Oh, and also there's the hugs that you get here.
Mm-hmm.
You do hugs to say hi, or say, hey, I miss you. Like, usually in France, we do what we call la bise,
mm-hmm.
which is like, it's not
mm-hmm.
shit. Yeah.
So what do you think have been some of your difficulties being here?
I think that the biggest difficulty that I had, that I have, is actually the language.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it can be hard to follow in class. You're not always sure when you want to participate, that it was like you're gonna answer to the good question, and you don't want to make fool of yourself.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and sometimes you just want to actually talk to people when you're going to the grocery store
mm-hmm.
or administration mm-hmm. and everything, and it's hard to express yourself.
Right.
Because there's some expression that like doesn't exist in English
mm-hmm.
and you want to translate it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is probably to be away from my family and my friends. Most of them are in France. So
right.
so yeah, this is actually hard.
Right. Do you think your identity has either been changed or strengthened by being in a new place?
I think I care more about people.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm not used to living with other people. And this is new, and you're 24/7 with the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually you share life with them,
right.
Your life with them, and you're actually really concerned when they have problems. And this is a thing here that you really care usually about people.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I guess this is how I changed.
And to go off of that, how do you think your own identity has either been changed or strengthened by being in a new place? For example, I know many people who say that after they study abroad, they're more appreciative of their own culture. Do you think that this applies to you in any way?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, because like I told you, I more appreciate the fact that I'm here, because
mm-hmm.
this is different, and in a good way. It's really different in a good way.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
But yeah, no, like I don't miss my culture.
Okay, yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
So yeah.
All right. So then, do you feel like you're a different person when you're here compared to when you're in France or Tunisia?
Kinda. I feel like I'm more mature.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, like I live with other person, so mm-hmm. I care about the other person.
Right.
I'm concerned when they've got problems,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's like this kind of relationship that you
yeah.
can have that actually like make you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Alright,
cool.
Alright, Sarah, thank you so much for answering my questions today. Mm-hmm. I had a very nice time talking to you,
mm-hmm.
and I hope we can do this again some other time. As we can see, moving to other places has an effect on our identities. In Sarah's case, she recounts the cultural shock that she experienced, such as people waving and their generosity, and how she has changed to become a nicer and more mature person than being in France. As we travel to different places, we begin to see life through a new lens in order to make sense of a culture that might be different than ours. It is always interesting to see how we might change or become more solid in our own beliefs as we travel the world. So I encourage you to travel as much as you can and learn as much as you can. And thank you so much for listening to my podcast today, and I hope you learned something.